find it yet. What Gypsy Devereaux vowed to Lillian, and why the elm, and how the stone. You never may know in the printer at all, perhaps, that you would not believe that you ever even saw to be about to. Perhaps. But they are two very blisky little porterines after their bread scrums jerk off and eats up. As for my part opinion, indeed, they would be born so, costard, Puck and Prig, the merry boy at Donnybrook Fair, the godolphing lad in the hoys court. How frilled one shall be, as a tale dolled of Formio and Cigarette. What folly innocence! There's wet pep of puppyhood. Both barm hearts shall become yeast cake by their breakfast. I will to leave a my copperwise blessing between the pair of them, for rose and gorge, for green a fang, blesh and tin soldies, wheels in a sniff box. Sons, hold, all's parted. Weeping shouldst not thou be when man falls, but that divine scheming ever adoring be. So you be either man or mouse, and you be neither fish nor flesh. Take and take, velicate, niche. Be ones as we's forgives, forgives, now the hour of passing sembles quick with quell. Adieu, soft adieu for these nice presents, Kerry Jevin. Still to sorrow. Gemini, what is the view which now takes up a second position of discordance, tell it, please? Mark? You notice it in that rear way because the male entail partially eclipses the femme covert. It is so called for its discord, the me-sido. You ever heard the story about Helios Croesus, that white and gold elephant in our zoo park? You astonish me by it. Is it not that we are commanding from fullback, woman permitting, a profusely fine bird's eye view from behind this park? Finn his park has been much the admiration of all the stranger ones, Greekish and Romanos, who arrived to here. The straight road down the center, see relief map, bisects the park, which is said to be the largest of his kind in the world. On the right prominence, confronts you the handsome Vines Regent's Lodge, while, turning to the other supreme piece of cheeks exactly opposite, you are confounded by the equally handsome Chief Sacristary's residence. Around is a little amiably tufted, and man is cheered when he bewonders through the boskage how the nature in all Frisco is enlivened by gentlemen's seats. Here are heavy suppers. 'Tis for daddy's housings, for 100 heirs of our super thin thousand. By gum, but you have resin. Of these tall warts are yielded out juices for joint oils and papasses for painims. Listeneth, 'tis a tree story, how olive that ferile was a plant had in her live side, how tannoboom held tonobloom, how rude in Norland, the black and blue marks athwart the weald, which now barely is so stripped, indicate the presence of Silvius Belting. Therewithal shady rides lend themselves out to rustic cavalries. In yonder valley, too, stays mountain sprite. Any pretty deers are to be caught inside, but it is a bad pities of the plain. A scarlet pimpernel now mules the mound where anciently first murders were wonted to take root. By feud, Fingallion. Talking tree and sinning stone stay on either hand. Historical leaves droppings may also be garnered up with Sir Seamus Swift Patrick, Archfield Chaplain of St. Lucan's. How familiar it is to see all these interesting advenements with one's snaked eyes. Is all? Yet not. Here one, at the bottom fundus of this royal park, which, with Twygate Chiasian Gardenen, is open to the public till night at late, so well the Sisistrides, so will the Pederastians. Do not fail to point to yourself a depression called Hull Hollow. It is often quite gutter gloomering in our duel, and gives one curious thoughts to the head, but the banders of the Pentapolitan police versus bassoons into it on windy wooden's days their well-booming wolvertones. Ulvus, Ulvus! Where folk dorst thou begin to tremble by our moving pictures, at this moment when I am to place my hand of our true friendships upon thee knee, to mark well what I say.
Thou seest who?
In Amsterdam there lived a... But how? You are tremblotting, you wretched, like a very jerry. Meet? Will you guinea, sir? Guy bottle of staub? To feel you? Yes, how it trembles, the timid. Vortigern, ah, Gortigern, overlord of Mercia. Or doth brain skin flinch grief? Stemming, what boyageness. Soul shadow shows. Tis jest Gibberweek's joke. It must have stole. Oh, keep silence, both. Put shame you. I have heard her voice somewhere else's before me in these ears still that now are for mine. Let off. Slew muses. Thunder in the air. You were dreamed, dear. The Padraig? The Fodrig? Shoo. Here are no fanters in the room at all, Avy Keen. No bad bold father, dear one. Oh, pop, oh, pop, capello. Muy malinchili malchik. Goth gorod, father, go down, follow away to Mollo, the lucky load to Lublin, for make his thoroughbase gross man's bigness. Take that two-piece big slap-slap bold haunty bottom side. Pap, 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 pa. Line dormis. Malbone dormas. Kia li crias nicte. Parolas infanete. Sonly all in your imagination, dim. Poor little brittle magic nation, dim of mind. Shoo to me now, dear. Shoo, mummy. While every stream winds sailing on for to keep this barrel of bounty rolling, and the night mail afar from morning nears. When you're coaching through localized, on the sulphur spar to visit, it's safer to hit than miss it, stop at his inn. The hammers are telling the cobbles, the Picts are hacking the Saxons, it's snugger to borrow a bed than ballet on Broadway. Tuck in your blank, for it's race, pound race, the hosties rear all roads to ruin, and lairs by lifetimes laid down riches from poor men. Cried unions to chip, saltpeter to strew, gall pitch to drink, stone bread to break, but it's bully to gulp good blueberry pudding. Doze in your warmth, while the elves in the moonbeams, feeling why, will keep my lily gem gently gleaming. In the sleeping chambers, the court to go into half mourning, the four seneschals with their palfrey to be there now, all belaming in their sellabouts and sharping up their penicils, the both either soaker soon at hold up tent sticker, the swab sister Katya, to have done talking and to keep shaking and down her drogadars. Those 12 chief barons to stand by duodesimally with their folded arms and put down all excursions and false alarms, and after that to go back now to their Runnymede farms and recompile their magnum charterums with the width of the road between them and all harms. The maid brides all, in favours gay, to strew sleety cinders on their falling hair and for would-be joy bells to ring sadly ringless hands. The dame dowager to stay kneeled how she is as first mother with cord and coil. The two princes of the Tower Royal, Dolphin and Evelyn, to lie how they are without to see. The dame dowager's dofturant to present weapon, blade drawn to the full and about wheel without to be seen of them. The infant Isabella from her coin to do obeisance toward the dofturant as first fatherer with drawn brand. Then the court to come into full mourning. Herein see ye fail not. Vidu porcego, ili vi rigardas returnu porcego, maldelicato. Gauze of heaven, vision. Then, oh, plucksty suddenly, the sight entrancing. Hummels. That crag, those hullocks, oh, sire, so be accident occur is not going to commence. What have you therefore? Fear you the donkers of rovers? I fear lest we have lost ours, none granted, respecting these wildy parts. How is it finister? How shagsome all and beastful? What do you show on? I show because I must see before my misfortune so a stark pointing pole. Lord of ladders, what for longitude? Can you read the first legend hereon? I am Hathor of the Mist. A reed to the Dunleary obelisk via the rock, what miles, Knox furlongs, to the General's post office, thousands of patience, to the Wellington Memorial, half a league wrongwards, to Sarah's Bridge, good hunter and nine to meter, to the point, one yeoman's yard. He. At that, do you leer, a setting up, with a such unfettered belly? Two cascades? I leer. Oh, my big, oh, my bog, oh, my big bag bone, because I must see a bunting cap of so a pinky on the point. It is for a true glover's greetings, and many burgesses by us, greats and grosses, uses to pink it in this way, at tete at tete. For long has it been effigy of standard royal when broken on roof staff, which to the gunnings shall cast welcome from Court Millet's fortress, umpty-dum, dumpty-dum. Bemark you these hangovers, those streamer fields, his influx. Do you not have heard that the queen lying abroad from fury of the gales, meek name mock titles her Nan-Nan-Nanetta, her liege of Latinth dignisties shall come on their bay tomorrow, Michaelsmas, Melems the third and fourth of the clock, there to all the king's osses and all their king's men, knechts, tramplers and cavalcaders, led of herald Greycloak, Olaf Goldershield? Dog, dog, her lofts will be loosed for her and their tumblers broodcast. A progress shall be made in walk, nay? I trow it well, and uwe by uwe. He shall come, sidesman accostant, by Aryan Jubilarian and on Brigadier General Nolan, or and Buccaneer Admiral Brown, with, who can doubt it, his golden beagles and his white Elcox terriers for a hunting on our little go Ilcomfaxes. In blue and buff of Beaufort the hunt shall make. It is noblesse oblige. Arms will grin through collars when each rider's other's ass. Me Eccles, what catskillings over all! What popping out of guillotined widows! Quick time! Beware of waiting. Squintina plies favours on us from her rush frail, and Zosimus the crowder in his surcoat soothes us with south-twister. Apart we. Here are gantlets. I believe by plenty folks mixy most, yet if I durst to express the hope, how I might be able to be present. All these peoplers entrammed and detrained on bikey gels and troy cackies, and those puny farting little solitaires. Tullacre, Tullacre. Polo North will beseem Cybernian, and plain Peluta will be howl nay yerking at Long Castrum, nay gimbling on Guelflinks. Mouser Misma shall cease to stretch her, and come abroad for what the Blinkins is to be seen. A Ruba, a Rancha, a full wide, a very dust, and as credulous behind as he was before behind a damson of a slow cooch. Mv. The animation of Eva Busy's. The liveliness of her laughings, such as a plurality of bells. Have patience, pray you, place to dames. Even the Lady Victoria Landowner will leave to loll and parasol, all giddied into gush gasps with her dicky standing. Britus and Gothius shall no more jostle for that sun place, but mark one ot one month, when, with sea so silent, Claudia eyed Walchis, good and dewed up, shall let fall, yes, no, yet, now, a rain. Mucias grapsias. It is how sweet from her, the whisper, and they are soon seen swapsib so a sorcerel as a miser. It is not the tear on this movant sped. Tix sixpence. Poom. Who poll the bull? Fool pay the bill. The cup's a canful. Peel, pull the bell. Still say me of ceremonies, much, much more. So please you, it stands in instoppressible how mine herr mayor, our burgomeister, Thun's staunch horseman, our Nancy's fancy, our own nanny's big billy, is hod hoisted in best bib and tucker, with Woolington bots over buckram babishkis, and his clouded cane and necknoose aureole, surrounded of his full cooperation with fixed baronets and mengar pueblos, restrained by chain of hands from Pinchgut, Hog Hill, Dark Lane, Gibbet Mead, and Bowes and Lads and Bombelly, shall receive Don King at Broadstone Barrow, meet a keys of good morrow onto his pompy cushion. Me amble duty to your grace's majors. Arise, Sir Pumpkey Dumpkey. Ear, ear, weak ear, and allness eversides. We but miss that horse Elder, yet cherchant of the wise grave leak in Cabuchin Garden. That his be poison, old Corbin Hobbin. 'Twill be tropic of all days. By the splendor of soul, perfect weatherest prevailing. This after, swift smite mace deposing, he shall lay dress to his serene most by a speech reading from his miniated vellum, Alfi Burney Gammon Delta, Etzera Zezera Ecla Tricla, Yota Capta Lomdom Nu, who meaning while that illuminatured one, Papiroy of Pepin reign, my sire, great big king, his scaffold is there set up, as to edify by Rex Ingram, pageant master, will be poking out with his canule into the arras of what brilliant bridge cloths, and joking up with his tongue spits to the cremosing Balkan ladies. Here's a help undo their modest stays, with a full below may the funny field belong. Odds bones, that may it. Carillioners will ring their glockspiels. Rung, 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 rung. St. Presbyt in the north, St. Mark on the loop, St. Lawrence by the tool chest, St. Nicholas Meyer. You shall hark to Anoon, St. Gardner, St. George Le Greek, St. Barclay Moitered, St. Fib, Iona in the fields with Paul the Apostle, and Audi Alterand, St. Jude at Gate, Bruno Friars, St. Weslin on the Row, St. Molyneux without, St. Mary Stilla Mary's with bride and audience behind Wardbourg. How chimant in effect, all the tingling peal of bells. So a many of churches one cannot pray owns prayers. Tis holy year's day, Juin, Julie, we may. Agitheter and Tranquilla shall demure unclosed, but Marlborough the less, great Christ and holy protector, shall have open virgilances. Beata Basilica. But will be not pontification? Dark, dark again, primatially, at water edge, Canterbury and Newer York may supplicate when by vapors, for towned and travelled, his gold white sway stick alofty lifted, umbrella parasol, Monseigneur of Dublin, shall impart to all. Benedictus Benedicat. To board and meal sight, unjoint him this bittern, frost me this chicken, display yon crane, thigh her pigeon, unlace alle rabbit and pheasant. Sing, old Finn Cool, he's a mellow old soul when he swills with his fuddlers free. Pop up, hooray! For we're all jolly game fell hellos, which no bottle can deny. Here be trouts culponed for ye, and salmons chined, and sturgeons tranched, sanced capons, lobsters barbed. Call halt on eat words, mummy mo mummers! What, no Italians? How, not one Moll Pamela's? Accordingly, play actors by us ever have crashed to their gate. Mr. Messup and Mr. Borry will produce of themselves as their two genital men of Veruno, Signor Nauno and Signor Brolano, finally, finally, all for love of a fair penitent, that a she be brought on, road as a rosy she. Their two big skins, how they strave to gat her. Such a boy play, their bucci culture. What tyrant power, by our faith. My name is Novel, and on the Granbian hills, bravos, thou traitor slave. My name's Ap Norval, and all the grand beyond mountains, bravosimos. The royal music their show shall shut with song slide to nature's solemn silence. Deep, dulky dolando, my gentle harp add dirge. It will give pike turns on the tumlip lads, and foreign dances, and cross hurdles, and dull manovers, and Vesuvius pyrolyphics, a snow of dawn flakes, a dark fall for Grace's mamnesty, and our fancy ladies all assombered. Some whole time in hot town tonight! You do not have heard? It stays in book of that which is. I have heard anyone tell it yesterday. Master Currier with Brassard was. how one should come on morrow here, but it is never here that one today. Well, but remind to think you where yesterday is Morgana's war, and that it is always tomorrow in Toth's Tother's place. Amen. True, true. Vouchsafe me more sound picture. It gives furiously to think. Is rich Mr. Paunter, a squire, not always in his such strong health? I thank you for the best. He is in take and deal exceedingly herculaneous. One sees how he is a lot stoutlier than of formerly. One would say him to hold whole a litteringture of kidlings under his apron. Has handsome Sir Paunter always been so long married? Oh, yes. Lord Paunter Familias has been marrying man ever since so long time in Hurtleforth, where he appears as our oily the active, and yes, indeed, he has his mick son and his two fine mack sons, and a superfine mick want they mack between them. She. But on what do you again leer? I am not leering, I pink you pardons. I am highly she-serious. Do you not must want to go somewhere on the present? Yes, oh pity, at earliest moment, that prickly heat feeling, for think not me spillets at always so gooey. Here we shall do a far walk, oh pity, any go kibits, till the number one of Sari's place. Is. I want you to admire her sceneries, illustrationing our national first route, one. We shall, too, down look on that ford, where Silvanus Sanctus washed, but hurriedly, those tips of his anointed. Do not show ever retross him, crocodiled, till that you become quite crimstone in the face. Beware, guard of you, it is stealer of the heart. I am anxious in regard you should ever throw in your siller sort. I will do sweet hef newt. These brilling wave-leap lights, please say me how sing you them. Seek hem, seek hem. They arise from a clear spring well in the near of our park, which makes the daft to hear all blend. This place of endearment, how it is clear, and how they cast their spells upon the fronds that there upfloat, the bookstaff branchings, the druggeted stems, the leaves in cut on trees. Do you can their tantrist spellings? I can lays, skill mistress aiding. Elm Bay, this way, Calder, take a message. Tawny runes, ilex sallow, meet me at the pine. Yes, they shall have brought us to the water trysting by hedges of maiden firm. Then here in another place is their chapel of eases, sold for song, of which you have thought my praise too much my price. Oh, mama, yes, sad one of Zayot, sell me my soul, dear. Ah, my sorrowful, his cloistered reaping of his monkshood, how it is tryst to death all his dark ivy taught, where cold and dirt. Yet see, my blanching Kisabel, in the underclose she is all so gay, her kirtle's green, her curtsies white, her peony pears, her nistling sloes. I, Pipette, I must also quicklingly to tryst myself softly into this little ease chapel. I would rather than Ireland, but I pray, make, do your easiness. Oh, peace, this is heaven. Oh, Mr. Prince of pouring to her, whatever shall I please to do? Why do you so life-size, my precious, as I hear from you with limonings, lamentations, after that swollen one? I am not sighing, I assure, but only I am so sorry about all in my Sarah's place. Listen, I am doing it. Hear more to those voices. Always I am hearing them. Horse hem coughs enough, and she lisps privily. He is quieter now.
Legal entitled, access to partners, not build a beach, by right of oaths, twain be one afresh. Heaven hold.
Psst. Let us go. Make a noise, sleep. Quick, the
hues of rich unfolding morn. Wake and uprise and prove. Provide for sacrifice.
Wait, hist, let us list.
For our netherworld's bosom foes are working tooth and nail overtime in earth veins, toad cavities, chest ganglions, salt clusters underfed, nagging fire nibblers, knockling atter man up out of his hinterclutch. Tomb be their tools, when the young dammers will be soon heart-pocking on their betters' door-noggers, and the young fries will be back frisking diamond cuts over their lying-in underlayers, spick and spat, troweling a grave trench for their four-in-hand forebears. Vote for your club. Wait, what? Her door. Open. See, what? Careful. Who? Live well in Il Juarez's tone. Can't hear. Her daughter's off. Hope. Her ask me no daughter's hope. Hoop. Elme, ask me soon. Soon? Let us consider. The procurator, interrogarius me alterum, presents us this proposal. Anufrius is a concupiscent ex-service major who makes dishonest propositions to all. He is considered to have committed, invoking droit d'oreiller, simple infidelities with Felicia, a virgin, and to be practicing for unnatural coits with Eugenius and Jeremias, two or three Philadelphians. Onofrius, Felicia, Eugenius, and Jeremias are consanguineous to the lowest degree. Anita, the wife of Onofrius, has been told by her tire woman, Fortissa, that Onofrius has blasphemously confessed under voluntary chastisement that he has instructed his slave, Mauritius, to urge Magravius, a commercial emulous of Onofrius, to solicit the chastity of Anita. Anita is informed by some illegitimate children of Fortissa with Mauritius, the supposition is Wares, that Julia, the schismatical wife of Magravius, is visited clandestinely by Barnabas, the advocate of Onofrius, an immoral person who has been corrupted by Jeremias. Julia, a cooler blend, Dalton insists, ex equo with Poppea, Arancita, Clara, Marinuzza, Indra, and Iodina, has been tenderly debauched, in Halliday's view, by Onufrius, and Magravius knows from spies that Anita has formerly committed double sacrilege with Michael, Vulgo, Cerularius, a perpetual curate who wishes to seduce Eugenius. Magravius threatens to have Anita molested by Sulla, an orthodox savage and leader of a band of 12 mercenaries, the Sullivani, who desires to procure Felicia for Gregorius, Leo, Vitellius, and Mac Dugalius for excavators, if she will not yield to him, and also deceive Onufrius by rendering conjugal duty when demanded. Anita, who claims to have discovered incestuous temptations from Jeremias and Eugenius, would yield to the lewdness of Onufrius to appease the savagery of Sulla and the mercenariness of the 12 Sullivani, and, as Gilbert at first suggested, to save the virginity of Felicia for Magravius when converted by Michael after the death of Julia. But she fears that, by allowing his marital rights, she may cause reprehensible conduct between Eugenius and Jeremias. Michael, who has formally debauched Anita, dispenses her from yielding to Onufrius, who pretends publicly to possess his conjunct in 39 several manners. Torpita, affirm ex-cathedris Gerontes Cambronses, for carnal hygiene whenever he has rendered himself impotent to consummate by subdolence. Anita is disturbed, but Michael comminates that he will reserve her case tomorrow for the ordinary Guglielmus, even if she should practice a pious fraud during affrication, which, from experience, she knows, according to Wadding, to be leading to nullity. Fortissa, however, is encouraged by Gregorius, Leo, Vitellius, and Magdugalius, reunitedly, to warn Anita by describing the strong chastisements of Onufrius and the depravities Turpissimas of Canicula, the deceased wife of Mauritius, with Sulla, the Simoniac, who is abnegand and repents. Has he hegemony, and shall she submit? Translator Lax, you breed a Bradon, in the goods of Cape and Chatterton, deceased. This, lay readers and Gentile men, is perhaps the commonest of all cases arising out of umbrella history in connection with the wood industries in our courts of litigation. Doily Owens holds, though Finn Magnusson of himself holds also, that so long as there is a joint deposit account in the two names, a mutual obligation is posited. Owens cites Brerfuchs and Warren, a foreign firm since deceased, registered as Tangos Limited, for the sale of certain proprietary articles. The action, which was at the instance of the trustee of the Heathen Church Emergency Fund, suing, by its trustee, a resigned civil servant for the payment of tithes due, was heard by Judge Doyle and also by a common jury. No question arose as to the debt for which vouchers spoke volumes. The defense alleged that payment had been made effective. The fund trustee, one Jucundus Pecundus Xero Pecundus Copperchief, counterclaimed that payment was invalid, having been tendered to creditor under cover of a crossed check signed in the ordinary course in the name of Wieldhelm Hurls Cross, voucher copy provided, and drawn by the senior partner only by whom the lodgment of the species had been effected, but in their joint names. The bank particularized the national misery, now almost entirely in the hands of the four chief bondholders for value in Tangos, declined to pay the draft, though there were ample reserves to meet the liability, whereupon the trusty Copperchief negotiated it for and on behalf of the fund of the thing to a client of his, a notary, from whom, on consideration, he received in exchange legal relief as between trustee and betrust, with thanks. Since then, the check, a good washable pink, embossed D.U.D., number 1132, good for the figure and face, had been circulating in the country for over 39 years among holders of Pango stock, a rival concern, though not one demonetized farthing had ever spun or fluctuated across the counter in the semblance of hard coin or liquid cash. The jury, a sour dozen of stout fellows, all of whom were curiously named after Doyle's, naturally disagreed jointly and severally, and the belligerent judge, disagreeing with the allied jurors' disagreement, went outside his jurisdiction altogether and ordered a garnishy attachment to the neutral firm. No mandamus could locate the depleted whilom Bray Fox, as he had entered into an ancient moratorium, dating back to the times of the early Bartos, and only the junior partner, Baron, could be found, who entered an appearance and turned up upon a notice of motion and after service of the motion by interlocutory injunction among the male jurors to be an absolute turf woman, originally from the proletarian class, with still a good title to her sex name of Anne Doyle, two Coppinger's cottages, the Doyle's country. Doyle, Anne, add woman in, having regretfully left the jury boxes, protested cheerfully on the stand in a long jury myriad in recourse of checks delivered in Doylish, that she had often, in supply to brusque demands rising almost to bullying point, discounted Mr. Brakeforth's first of all in exchange at 9 months from date without issue and, to be strictly literal, unbottled in corroboration a current account of how she had been made at sight for services rendered the payee drawee of unwashable blank assignations, sometimes Pink Williams, laughter, but more often of the crème de citron Verre My Pancock or marshmallow series, which she, as bearer, used to endorse adhesively to her various payers' drawers, who in most cases were identified by the timber papers as well-known tetigists of the city and suburban. The witness, at her own request, asked if she might, and wrought something between the sheets of music paper which she had accompanied herself with for the occasion, and this having been handed up for the bench to look at in camera, Coppinger's doll, as she was called, Anias MacUrsa's dar, the adopted child, then proposed to Jerrykin and Jureens and every Jim, Jock and Jerry in that little green courting housey for her satisfaction and as a whole act of settlement, to re-amalgamate herself tomorrow, perforce, in pardonership with the permanent suing fund trustee, Monsignore Pepigi, under the new style of will, breakfast, and sparum, as, when all his cognizances had been estreated, he seemed to proffer the steadiest interest towards her. But this pre-proposal was ruled out on appeal by Judge Jeremy Doyler, who, reserving judgment in a matter of courts, and reversing the findings of the lower correctional, found, beyond doubt of Troyson, fending the disassents of the pickpack panel, 12 as upright Judases as ever let down their thongs, and occupante extremum scabie, handed down to the jury of the Liffey that, as a matter of tact, the woman they gave as free was born into contractual incapacity, the Caliph of Man versus the Odalusk Company, when, how, and where Mammy's Mancipium Act did not apply, and therefore held supremely that, as no property in law can exist in a corpse, Hal Kilbride versus Una Bellin, Pepigee's pact was pure piffle, loud laughter, and Warham would whistle for the rhino. Will you, won't you, pango with Pepigee? Not for Nancy, how dare you do? And phew, 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 phew. He sighed in sleep. Let us go back, lest he forwaken, hide ourselves. While hovering dream wings folding around will hide from fears my wee me mannequin, keep my big wig long, strong man o' man, guard my bairn, mon beau. To bed. Prospector projector, and boomooster giant builder of all causeways wosoever, hopping off point and true terminus of strack straight cuts and corkscrew and perambulops. Zeal whence to goal wither, wanderlust, in sequence to which every muckle must make its mickle, as different as York from Leeds, being the only wise in a muck's world to look on itself from beforehand. Mirror-minded curiosities, and wood to the large, which bring hills to mole hunter, home through first husband, perils behind swine, and horsepower down to Hungerford, prick this man and tit up this woman, our forced parents, Bogey Bobow with his cunning nest couchmare, big maester Finnekin with Phoenicia parks, lame of his ear and gape of her leg, most correctingly we beseech of you, down their ladder case of night watch service, and bring them at suntime flush with the nethermost gang rung of their stepchildren. Guide them through the labyrinth of their same-alikes, and the alter ego asses of their pseudo-selves. Hedge them both ways from all roamers whose names are legious. From loss of bearings deliver them. So they keep to their rights and beware of duty freeze, Neolithic Smith and Magdalenian Ginny Jones, Mandragon Moor and weak Whiffy Ducky, Morion Male and Thridacian Mad, Basilisk Glorious with his weeny queeny, Tiger Knack and Swan's Grace, he as hale as his arduries, she as verve as her veins, this prime white arsenic with bisamate alloyed, Martial Sin with Peccadilly, free to leasehold with first mortgage, douse her dour and dip her deuce, stop that war and feel this feather, Norse blood heartened and Landsmoor washable, great gas with fun in the corner, grand slam with fall of the trick, solemn one and shebby, cod and coney, cash and carry, in all we dreamed the part we dreaded, corsair coupled with his dame, royal beaver but constant limp, bonny face and bonny features, nasal hose and river mouth, bang the change and batter the bolster, big smoke and lickly roasty, humanity's farman by society leader, wagoner and trolley, humpered and elf, Earl O'Moore with my Riborough, Leeks and Offaly, Basil Curse yet grace abunder, Regis producer with screen doll vedette, peg of his claim and pride of her heart, Cliff Scour grizzly but rock dove cooing, Hoden's tag on frigavet, baron and femme, that he may dish cover her, that she may uncouple him, that one may come and crumple them, that they may soon recoup themselves. Now and then, time on time again, as per periodicity, from Neves to Wills's, from Bushmills to Enos, to Gertz from Harlane, to Haths of Oak, from Skittish Widders, via Mala Hyber Pass, hick his way per Alp track, through lands vague and vain, after many man delays. End of side 17. To continue, turn the cassette over.